I don't want to put no hold on you. No, I don't want to put no hold on you. I don't want to put no hold on you.
When you've been responsible for fabulous Red Letter Days and you are a genuine expert in food and retail and a whole range of things, clearly you are the ideal person to contact when we start talking about a whole range of new menus and foods across the globe as we head into British Food Fortnight. We're delighted, therefore, to be able to welcome the legendary Heather Rogers to the programme. Heather, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir.
Excellent, very good indeed. As I say, I know we do our regular weekly slot with ace culinary guru and writer William Sitwell, and he's always pushing this notion of, you know, it's the taste, it's a whole range of things here, but shepherd's pie in an egg roll in Chicago, bacon and black pudding sandwiches in Sydney, Australia. This is an extraordinary list of things. I mean, I won't even ask about your own love for Marmite, but you know, is this the start of a whole brave new world, or are we simply going back to just mixing and matching?
Well, I think one element of the research that Travel Zoo did was looking at what people's likes were in the UK, what kind of cuisine they liked and where they went to the local restaurants, how far they travelled, that kind of thing. But the other part of the research was asking our Travel Zoo deal experts around the globe, because we have offices in different parts of the world, from Shanghai to Paris to Chicago, about what they saw people representing as British food. And actually some of the feedback was that they really struggled to find British restaurants and what British food was. So, you know, some of the examples that you mentioned there is kind of what they were seeing. So in Benidorm, Spain, for example, black pudding with bacon, mushrooms and mango chutney. And as you mentioned, a Marmite stuffed crust pizza, as a Marmite lover, even isn't something I don't think I'd like to eat. But that's how our food is being represented outside of the UK.
Peter Franklin, who's one of our regular correspondents from New York, always says that New York is the city to go where you want anything, anytime, anywhere, any place, and all the rest of the bits and pieces. But I think that certainly the line of in Auckland, New Zealand, pizza served with a cheesy Marmite stuffed crust, actually that sounds quite tasty, actually, if not probably full of calories.
Possibly.
I mean, looking at the overall system from this point of view, I mean, obviously relating to the survey by Travel Zoo, Britain's not that adventurous with our own food fusion, because after all, that's what it's all about. It's food fusion.
Yeah, I think actually that's changed a huge amount over the last couple of years. I'm really fortunate enough to be able to travel around and visit lots of different places, from gastro pubs to fine dining restaurants. And you see that actually people are really evolving how they make British food and the standards that you're seeing, you know, the different types of food that you can try and the places that you can try. I think there's much more experimental, and you only have to switch on the TV to look at the kind of things that people are watching. So British Bake Off and MasterChef, and people are trying to recreate these kind of fantastic British cuisine in their own home.
You see, Heather, where are the black puddings in British Bake Off? I mean, they're missing a trick there, aren't they? You know, Mary very clearly needs to get some black pudding into the place from that point of view. From the Department of I Couldn't Believe It Would Ever Get Out of London, it would seem that jellied eels are actually proving popular outside of the capital. Is this just ex-London folk who are deciding to spread this very strange culinary dish further and afield?
I think the jelly deals perhaps have been bought by tourists. I haven't seen many of those in London while I'm working here. But yeah, obviously, they're part of a tradition. And so a lot of the other fun facts that we found. So an MP in Glasgow once called the city to be officially recognised as the home of the chicken tikka masala. And some of the research that we saw was that Indian came a really close second as a type of cuisine that people liked. In London, actually, a number one choice of food.
Yes, I'm not sure whether if they had actually gone for that in Glasgow, they would have necessarily secured the Commonwealth Games, but that's a by the by. I suppose all things could work on that basis. Least popular choices during the survey, Caribbean, Vietnamese, Moroccan and North African food, all getting less than a percentage of the vote. So, again, we're obviously a little bit concerned. I thought Vietnamese cooking was improving, and certainly Caribbean, there was a suggestion that might have worked through the system.
Yeah, I definitely think it's about availability. And as I say, in London, you've got choice beyond belief. You know, you can eat street food to fine dining, Egyptian to Caribbean, Vietnamese food. So we're very fortunate here. But in a lot of parts of the UK, you don't get access to this type of food. So people just don't get the opportunity to try it. So I'm not particularly surprised by that coming out so low.
I think last week we had National Cake Week. And of course, we're now into British Food Fortnight. It surely needs more than a fortnight. Shouldn't we have a British Food Year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic, accolade towards the food industry. And as a business, we've had a real focus on putting together some fantastic deals to highlight the best of British. But over the next 2 weeks, as British celebrates what the really locally sourced produce, and we see this all the time, people that have created some fantastic menus in British gastropubs across the UK.
There are always moments with all omnivores where you tend to have that sort of time when you just think, I can't possibly eat diced monkey brains out of the monkey's head. It's just not going to happen. Or indeed other sort of combinations of that. Have you ever, Heather, been faced with a situation where, something was rolled out? I just thought, no, I'm sorry, I might be Travel Zoo's ace person on this particular routine, but that's where I have to say, no way.
Yeah, I think it's all talking about mind over matter. But if you're not told what it is, sometimes it's a lot easier. And think about dining experience where it's the food's been introduced with a name rather than a description, liking the food and then being told what it is. And obviously then your concept of what it is changes quite dramatically. So I think I'm quite open to trying different things, but perhaps if I was told it's monkey brains, that might change my mind.
Yeah, plus of course there's always the notion that ultimately hot dogs are not real dogs, just be aware of that. It's important. Who knows what could happen in terms of the cultural scenario from that point of view. Again, we've obviously sort of plugged Marmite extensively from that point of view. Do you find with your own family that some people love it, some people hate it? Is it just a case of it is that Marmite selection?
I think it's how you're brought up. I made sure that I've got a 3 and a 5-year-old child, a daughter and son, and I actually made sure they loved Marmite from day one. So they don't have a choice in the matter. Unfortunately, my husband's a hater, but the rest of us are lovers.
Well, there you go. It just sort of shares the whole thing. If people want to find out more information about British Food Fortnight and obviously Travel Zoo, etc., is there a go-to website that people can actually find out more details about, some new thoughts and recipes? Because, that shepherd's pie and an egg roll in Chicago, I think, could be an interesting one we could consider rolling out.
Yeah, we don't have the secret recipe for that one. But if you go on to travelzoo.co.uk, we've got lots of fantastic deals on there, particularly around British Food Fortnight. There's over 65 across the country. And so you can try lots of these great things that we're talking about. Perhaps not some of the more abstract types of things we've been talking about, but some fantastic types of food from pubs to fine dining. So,
you see, I now know, Heather, having spoken to you, why you actually raised over £12 million growth in business for a certain Premier Inn company when you were with it, the whole thing. It's just showed the quality is there throughout. Excellent stuff. Two final questions for your good self. Obviously working as food and retail expert for Travel Zoo, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yep. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's okay. The next critical question is, can we hopefully look forward to featuring you again in the not-too-distant future and keeping us aware of these strange and bizarre and, some might say, tomorrow's fashion in terms of food recipes and trends? Will you return?
Yeah, absolutely.
Splendid. There we are. The words of Heather Rogers, the food and retail expert for Travel Zoo. We've got Holly Parker back with us. Hey, Holly, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. Glad to be back.
It's been a wee while. In fact, when
it's
we last
It's been a long
spoke,
summer.
Yeah, you were an undergraduate.
I was.
It hasn't been a long, cruel summer, but, it's been good. And you've been missed on our location reports, but here we are back with
another
time.
I know, re-emerged as a postgraduate.
And technically, you are the head girl now, because Sue, it's just her second show, you see, Sue Rice, even though it's also... and it's the first ever show... her first ever week as a journalism undergraduate for Jessica. Food, Jessica, Auckland, New Zealand. We heard there, and the piece with Heather, that pizza served with a cheesy Marmite stuffed crust. Is that one that you're going for?
I would probably eat that. I haven't actually ever come across it before, but does sound very tasty.
What about the Hong Kong dish of a Scotch egg and avocado salad?
Yeah, I'd eat that as well. I love avocados.
Okay, Chicago, the shepherd's pie in an egg roll.
That sounds very interesting.
It does, particularly if you're not into cannibalism. Yeah. But you're sort of grimacing at that one, Sue. Shepherd's pie in an egg roll.
Yeah, but not as much as the bacon and black pudding.
Bacon and black pudding sandwich.
No,
very popular with Sydney, Australia people.
Wrong
apparently.
On so many levels.
Surely shepherd's pie has to run out everywhere. If it's in a roll, it's not going to stay put.
Maybe they freeze it. Maybe we'll put it to Phil Leonis later on in the show. He must have visited Chicago when he's global tours from Los Angeles. Shepherd's pie in an egg roll. Perhaps they froze it. And as you rightly said, Jessica, that explains so much about the Australian population.
Yes.
If their most unusual British food combination is indeed the bacon and black pudding sandwich. So, Never mind. Coming up very shortly, that's probably the reason that Holly's decided to actually come back to the show, really. Yes, the Meister is back, the comedy Meister. Ken Dodd will be joining us. And you have actually seen Ken Dodd on stage, have you not, Sue?
I have, yes.
And you got a tickling stick.
About 20 years ago, and no, I have got a bona fide tickling stick.
Unbelievable.
And I've still got it. It's still there.
Easy, you know, and it's just wonderful. Just for the benefit of, obviously, your parents who may be listening in the Isle of Man, Jessica, the tickling stick is not a euphemism. It's literally
actually,
a feather
dust.
There we are. You've seen him in the Isle of Man.
I've seen Ken Dodd in the Isle of Man.
Do you see, this is what you call a well-structured, well-produced show. It's the Midrick Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
What made us mellow, even December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Always like to play that particular number at this time of the year, strangely enough. Try to Remember, truly wonderful, sung by a truly amazingly talented individual there, who not only is a fantastic singer, Sue, but he's an ace comedian. He is just a genuine legend. He is, well, just the wonderful, amazingly talented Ken Dodd. How are you, Ken?
By Jove, young man, what a build-up. What an introduction.
Yeah, well,
how can I possibly live up to it?
Ken, as I know, and indeed one of my colleagues, Dave Kenny, would always say the classic line about how wonderful it is, what a wonderful day for grabbing hold of a cucumber and thrusting
it. No,
go on.
Get it right.
I know,
no,
you go for it. Go for
what
it.
What a beautiful day. By Jove, Mrs. What a beautiful day for ramming a cucumber through the vicar's letterbox and saying, look out, the Martians are coming.
Exactly.
What a beautiful day for jumping off the top of Blackpool Tower, holding your granny's corset over your head and saying, how's this for skydiving?
It's just a genius. Two of the three fine folk, the Siren's Angels in the studio, have seen you live.
Well,
on
I understand
stage.
You've got the Darlington sisters there.
Well,
Darlington sisters.
Well, there's that, but we're currently based in the studio in Lincoln, but we're talking about obviously your gig at Darlington, so it's great stuff. It's yes. all much of us. Just we have.
Oh, you're in Lincoln.
I know. It's
God, that's a long way from Darlington.
Listen, the power of the medium, Ken. That's
my
the point.
Goodness,
the power
me.
Of the media. It's fantastic.
You cover quite a large area, don't you?
What
do you wear? You must weigh about 18 stones.
just don't go there, Ken. I'll do the introductions from the wonderful world of New Zealand. Although she's living in the Isle of Man, we have the amazing Jessica Ward.
Hello.
Oh, New Zealand.
Yes.
And Anzac.
Yes.
Yes, that's lovely. How long have you been over here in England then?
I've been living in the Isle of Man for 6 years now.
Isle of Man?
Yes.
Did you go there because of a man?
don't go there. Don't go. She's no. just started university, Ken. You know, please.
No. When a woman travels from New Zealand, it must be a man.
Or the parents, perhaps.
Yeah, the parents.
Yeah.
No, there's a man somewhere.
Yes. He won't let it lie.
He doesn't have tails, you know.
Oh, all about the cats. And somebody who actually saw you perform in the Isle of Man, of course, is the amazingly talented lass from York, now doing a postgraduate degree course at the University of Lincoln. We have Holly Parker.
Hi.
Holly? Yes. Oh, well, she'll come in handy at Christmas.
I was born at Christmas.
Yes.
What are you studying, Holly? Or are they studying you?
Well, I wish they were. 20th century literature.
Who?
21st century literature. Sorry, let me get it right.
Good gracious me. You're not reading mucky books, are you?
Oh. Not yet.
George Orwell. Charlie Dickens wouldn't come into that, would he? No. No.
And somebody who treasures, and I say treasures with a deliberate emphasis on the word treasure, a tickling stick she obtained from your good self.
Oh.
Where I don't exactly know. But this is Sue Royce. Sue, how are you?
I cannot tell you how excited I am that we've got you on the show today. I really am.
I'm quite discombobulated to speak to a solicitor's daughter.
Oh, no. No, it's a farmer's daughter from Skegness.
Is it? Oh, your farmer's daughter?
Yes, and that's the last time I saw you.
Let me hear you say it. Ooh-ar.
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 The last time I spoke to you was in a car park at the Embassy Centre in Skegness.
In Skeggy, yes.
Yes, I went to see a show.
Very bracing. I go there every year to have my teeth fixed.
Yeah.
You see, it's this kind of global reach, you know, from Darlington to Skegness on the Isle of Man. Who needs Rupert Murdoch and his empire?
Good gracious, you know? Who the hell's he? No. And you're all first degree, second degree. Which have you passed out yet, ladies?
Well, once in Lancaster, yes.
We have two postgraduate students, Ken, and we have one undergraduate who, as I say, when she woke up this morning, I don't think, Jessica, you thought you'd end up at the end of the day, at the evening, when it's coming up to 10:15 in Los Angeles time, being on the show with Ken Dodd, did you?
No, I really didn't.
Yeah.
Very privileged.
And you're living in the Isle of Man?
Yes, I am.
Do you like it there?
Yes, it's really good.
It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
It is very, very nice, yeah. Beautiful scenery and everything.
Yes, and the kippers are lovely.
I'm not a big fan of the kippers.
Maybe not a big fan of kippers.
The Davison's ice cream, though. Davison's ice cream, very, very good.
Kippers will make your hair grow very glossy.
Ken, we were looking at the concept of, in Chicago, apparently they love shepherd's pie in an egg roll.
And made with real shepherds.
Exactly. And Holly was a bit concerned about whether the shepherd's pie would just run out all over the place, really. I just don't know about that.
Shepherd's pie in Chicago just sounds like more like a tongue twister. More like a policeman would ask you, before you blow into the bag, would you mind just saying shepherd's pie in Chicago, sir?
I think once again Ken Dodd could have actually put his finger on the pulse of where law and order needs to get it right.
Now what about Jessica? Do you ride a motorbike, Jessica?
No, unfortunately.
I thought everybody did in the Isle of Man.
Hey, I'm from New Zealand.
Have you been on the back of a motorbike?
Yes, I didn't really enjoy it though, to be honest. Did you go on the TT track though?
Yeah. So I've been all around there, yes, and I wanna know that. Well, from Liverpool, of course. The Isle of Man is one of our holiday destinations.
Ah, very good.
What's the other?
Everybody from Liverpool goes to the Isle of Man.
If Isle of Man's one, what's the other?
I think the first time I went to the Isle of Man, there used to be a marvellous pub over there called The Prospect in Douglas.
The Prospect.
And it's one of the very first pubs where they actually encourage people to stand up and do a turn. So that's when I did one of my first turns on there.
So if you could have your choice of anywhere to go on holiday, Ken, where would it be?
Oh, where are you going?
Where am I going? Yes. Well, normally I go up to Newcastle, actually.
Oh, well, I'll come with you. I'll come with you then.
Yeah,
you're a canny lad, you know.
Yeah.
One of the three fabulous ladies in the studio is actually married, and you're speaking to her at present, so there we are.
What are you doing with three ladies in the studio?
Well, I did just say this to Alex. He's got a harem of ladies in the studio.
Listen, as Phil Linus pointed out last week when I was having to man the ship on a solo office, basically, it's important that we get the balance right between the genders. And I like to see it, so as you know, as redressing that balance.
You smarmy beggar. silver tongue.
That's right. His argument and he's sticking to it.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Tell them about Darlington. Darlington is a beautiful town in the northeast of England. When I was first booked to go to Darlington, quite a number of years ago, I thought it would be a mucky, sooty place where, of course, they used to build railway engines. They invented the railway engine there in Darlington. A man called George Stevenson, wasn't he? George Stevenson.
Yes, it was.
And one day he was sitting by the fire in the kitchen, and the lid of the kettle started going wobbling, and the steam came out, and he said, Mother, look, look. Steam coming out of the kettle. I've invented the steam engine. She said, never mind the steam engine. Eat your lunch because you'll miss your train for work.
Yeah.
Something
like
that.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'm coming to Darlington. We come for two nights. They can't believe it the first night.
I realise that, and I was just thinking, in terms of this tour, which of course started off on September the 27th in York, Holly, in York, you see, this is where so you do. Holly, your hometown, let's plug that to start off with.
We're there on Sunday, aren't we?
Yeah, the Grand Opera House. Will you be there, Holly?
Is it Saturday or Sunday?
No, it's September the 27th,
yes.
Which is a Saturday.
Oh, it's Saturday, brother. Good.
Indeed,
good.
Saturday, the Grand Opera House in York.
And that was a good job I don't go on Sunday because I'll be late. Saturday, that's it, York, yes.
And then, of course, we see you through, obviously.
It's a lovely old city, that, you know. It's all sort of ruins and mostly due to...
Ruins? What do you mean, ruins?
Well, it's mostly due to football, supposedly. quarters. No, it's a lovely, beautiful city, York. The Vikings. The Vikings first came there. Had big, huge, honky men with horns growing out of their hats and bacon sandwiches strapped to their legs. Roaming around the streets of Yorkshire shouting, "I'm Thor, I'm Thor."
It's the way you walk, Ken, it's the way you walk.
Carrying maidens off, that sort of thing.
Do you know, I've thought a lot about Holly actually sort of having a Viking background. I think it is there, isn't it? In the Parker background, there must be some sort of Viking nature. You've got a startlingly Scandinavian hairstyle today, which we'll see when we take photographs later. Anyway, of course, you move on from that. So let's work our way through this because we are in September. And after York, you go to Blackpool. So across the other side of the Grand Theatre. That's where you're on the Sunday, the 5th of October.
We do all the Sundays in October,
Will you be seeing your wax model? I saw it in Blackpool on Sunday. Madame
Tussauds. Hey, here we are, I believe I'm there. Yes, it's a bit weird actually. When I first years ago, I had one done when I was at the Palladium, but that was just a rough job, and it was okay, but it didn't really. Yeah, it was okay, but this time they did one 2 years ago. They took absolute infinite care with measurements, and oh, you have to stand there while they measure your nose and where they measure your teeth. That took a bit of time. And where they can measure all your muscles. That took a long time, because being a hunk myself. But when actually, you have to give them one of your suits. Yeah, it's a big firm, Tussauds, but you have to give them one of your suits. So I gave them a suit, and when that picture's taken, standing side by side, it's weird. It's weird. It's like seeing your double. You know. Ooh.
It is. It's like I'm one of identical twins. So
are you?
Yes, I am. Yeah. So it's I'm quite used to that.
Well, where's your other twin today?
She's in Newcastle.
That's where
she lives. She lives in Newcastle.
Do you have some telepathy?
Well, we're supposed to have, but I don't know if I buy into all that.
When you go,
No, don't go there, Ken.
Let's go back to the touring dates. In terms of that, obviously, after Blackpool, then it's Thursday the 9th and the 10th of October, the Civic Theatre in Darlington. And then you're back to Blackpool.
What are you doing? You've been reading my diary.
Well, I am actually, Ken, because it's anyway, you know. I 60 English years in the business of show, Ken Dodd.
Yeah.
60 years.
That deserves a jolly jubilee.
That deserves a round of applause in the studio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I say, some of the jokes are even older than that.
Oh, but they're the best.
It is, I mean, it's something, one thing you can guarantee with Ken Dodd, not only value for money, because he often goes long into the night. By the way,
I do not do long shows. I just give good value.
Absolutely. We actually finished off at the Embassy Centre that particular evening. Yeah. We ended off in the car park.
Good.
Ended off
good.
In the car.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And you have to make sure you bring sandwiches and a thermos flask.
Yes.
And Holly?
I was nine when we saw you in the Isle of Man, actually.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep towards the wee hours because
no.
You didn't finish till 1 o'clock at morning. Oh. And at nine, goodness. That was just a bit too long for me.
And now you're all grown up, are you?
Oh. Yes, yeah.
My goodness me.
20s.
You must be costing your father a fortune.
It's a strange and wonderful world. Any final questions for the Doddmeister? I mean, I think the campaign to get Sir Ken Dodd. I mean, the OBE is there. That's all very good. But I think a knighthood.
OBE, one boiled egg.
Yeah, you're so used to making other people laugh, Ken. Who makes you laugh?
Oh, there's some great old comedians who are my heroes, but there's some great new comedians. Lots of very good young men and young ladies who are very, very brilliant at comedy. Yeah. There's some good comics coming up. The one I'm thinking of is Joe Pasquale. Who's mad as a hatter, Joe Pasquale. He's very creative. And the other one is a man, I've never met this man, but I've seen him on television, and he really is balmy. Oh, he's crazy. He's cracking. He's more balmy than anybody you could meet at university. His name's Ross Noble. Ross Noble.
Do you know, I think Ross has actually been to Lincoln. That probably explains a great deal. He was with Nicholas Parsons.
He's very, very good, but he's definitely balmy.
Well, there we are.
Compared to him, I'm absolutely sane.
Speaking of which, I think Nicholas Parsons will be joining us as well in the not-too-distant future. But, Ken, as ever, it's been an absolute joy and a delight.
Coming to York, let's say, on Saturday.
Exactly.
And your three young ladies there. Mm. How the heck? How can he grab three birds?
Ken, it's just part of the midweek drive magic. It's more a state of mind than actual sort of
thing. I said to one of those young ladies once, a young lady like that, she was a postgraduate. Mm-hmm. And she was looked at all lovely, all beautiful, beautiful. And I said to her, where have you been all my life? You know, I thought I'd use the line. I said, I'd fellas get away with it. Where have you been all my life? And she looked at me and she said, well, for the first 50 years, I wasn't even born.
different dimensions, time travel. You will be discombobulated, which is not a yash, of course, for over the moon. Ken, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us once again on the Midweek Drive?
Thank you, young man, and I hope all goes well with you and your three ladies.
Are you going to be able to join us again in the very near future? Probably before the end of the year. We'll have a Ken Dodd Christmas message. Would you be up for that?
Yes, I'll be delighted, yes.
Now,
happy Ticklemas message.
Musical magic is something which very much goes hand in hand, as well as the laughter and the humour, etc.
And happiness.
We can offer you either What a Wonderful World or Happiness. Where do you want to go, Ken?
Happiness, please.
Do you know, I thought that was the actual number. Very shortly we'll be having a full programme just based on Ken's magical music.
And all the best to your three young ladies.
I think it's been a pleasure. Okay, a round of applause once again for Ken.
Thank you, girls. Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
Excellent. Tomorrow morning, of course, Derek Acora. That'll be an interesting one from Beyond the Unknown. Still, moving on. Holly, it's good to have you back, obviously. It's excitement. Do you feel that having sacrificed the food for Ken Dodd, was it a worthwhile trade-off?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. My parents are going to be chuffed that I spoke to him.
Well, and they can listen again,
and
of course.
And I'm chuffed.
Well, yes, they can listen again via, of course, our Podbean site for the Madrid Drive at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. So excellent stuff there. Coming up next, probably Phil Leonis, because Dustin from Cardinal Burns, that duo, has been uncontactable, partly because he was in the London Underground, and obviously you don't get a great signal there on your mobile phone. It's so hilarious, you might almost sort of put it into a whole sort of cucumber joke again, but let's not go to the Martians. Although it is a favourite joke of mine, really. It's what a wonderful day it is. Time for the Flaming Lips, after which, hopefully, for Leonis.